McKinnon and Eichel for the opening draw once again. And away we go here at T-Mobile Arena as it comes back for Taves. He'll hand it off to McCarr. Little flutter on the first play of the puck. Hanifin takes the hit from O'Connor. Here's McKinnon on a steal. Shoots. Save made by Harvey. He put it off his pad. Trying to bank it in. It's still free. Side of the net. Lehkonen tries to come up with it.
This is the guy you want to have the puck on his stick. Hanifin lays it around the wall, and there's a missed pass into Dowd in the middle of the ice, and McKinnon is all over it. Not only the break.
Hanifin has got it. Hanifin wrists it towards it, and it goes wide. McKinnon deflects it out, and a race for it at center. Taves gets by Hanifin, goes to the net, take it down, scores! Linus Scott brings the rebound in. It was a delayed penalty, but Linus Scott going to the net, puts it home, and Colorado strikes first in game three.
That might have even been a penalty shot. That would have been Taves. He's glad that Linus Scott put this in early and didn't get anything. This is a missed shot that comes around the boards, gets tipped out, and Taves takes off, outskates Hanifin, and then takes it to the net. Hart makes the original save, and the penalty is coming on Hanifin, probably a penalty shot. And there's the rebound sitting right there for the captain of the Colorado Avalanche. And they take the lead here in game three.
Manson will go after it in the corner. And he stops back at his own net. He gets away from the forecheck of Dowd. Breakaway pass from Aegis. Hands it off. Scores! Nazem Kadri gets the feed and puts it in. Top corner. It's 2-0 Colorado.
Kadri's family celebrating as he has put them up 2-0. This is exactly what you said, John. This is what we all thought. What a beautiful pass from Manson. This splits everybody. We heard everybody in the studio talking about Natchez. When was he going to get into the traffic areas? He was right up the middle, the guts of the ice. Manson with a beautiful pass. And when he doesn't have a play and he's drawn everyone to him, everyone's backing off, he drops it to Kadri. And just like Landeskog, who kept the gap tight, stayed supportive on the puck carry.
Down for McKinnon, swiped it around in Natchez, off his stick, missed it, has to race for it, then he falls, and a chance here for Dowd. Dowd waiting in front, Sissons, big save by Wedgwood.
Power play, that's something we haven't seen. A stumble by Natchez and an opportunity for the Vegas Golden Knights. And I'll tell you what, Wedgwood has got to be near perfect in this game. Dowd does a nice job of stripping. He waits out McCarr. Nice play right there across.
Penalty kill. You have got to get a hold of that puck and clear it. Good job by the Avalanche there.
Hurdle hands it off. Here comes Marner to Dorothy on in time. Scores! No, it's waved off. It is waved off right away.
The Knights are saying it goes off the shaft of his stick. So I'm sure they're going to have a look at this a number of times.
Then Manson checks Eichel, and Parker Kelly will backhand it to the line and out. And it's a breakaway. Jack Drury in alone. Scores! Drury's shorthanded goal. 3-0 Colorado. And what a swing of events on this power play.
Well, the goal gets disallowed. We're seeing so many things that Vegas did not do in the first two games in Colorado. They were a tight, efficient group. Kelly throws this. Marner comes in to get it with his head. He does it. They're both standing up at the blue line. This is a 2-on-0 breakaway while shorthanded. Manson is in on this break as well. And Drury with the jam, the break back the other way. And puts it into the back of the net. The Avalanche in the first period, still 6:45 to go, have scored 3 goals on 12 shots on Carter Hart, who seemed absolutely invincible in the first two games.
Bang it in. Hart had to be sharp. McCarr hands it off. Kadri back to McCarr. Snap towards the net again. Hart the save. Scramble in front. He'll get his glove on it long enough for a whistle.
Well, he is shooting, but this is not a one-timer.
Marner on the puck. 12 seconds to go in the period. Here comes Eichel with it. Eichel smoothly into the Avalanche zone. Shooting. Wedgwood with a stop, and he's got it.
And they've had plenty of rest to be able to accomplish that. That was a great first period in game three. We'll see what kind of answer Vegas has here at home in period two. A little power play start.
And it's Marner that'll carry it up to center. Still a minute 10 to go in the man advantage. Eichel from center will rattle in and around the glass. Dorothea for Hurdle. The Marner. And a tight scores. Mark Stone.
Both captains have emptied in this game. Mark Stone on the dump in. Good job getting to the puck first, Dorfia. And then how about that slip pass right here from Marner? The fake shot slide to Stone at the front of the net. Unfortunately for Mark Stone, he's had too many opportunities to
Malinsky trying to poke it up the wing. Marner has got it. Marner throws it to net. Block it away by Wedgewood. Scores! Carlson! Well, a bad Wedgewood, a goal here. This you cannot do. He tried to pass the puck to one of his teammates right in the middle of the ice, but it didn't work out. Put it to the corner. Kick it to a spot where you can battle for it. Putting it right there, not a good idea. And a nice job coming down in on Kelly to keep the puck alive. Korzak, the defenseman, comes down hard.
That's a big kill for Colorado. Here comes Howden with a shot that goes over the net. Howden chipped it in front. Well, it's got time to clear it away. Carlson with a chance right on the doorstep.
Making sure all your opponents are in front of you. Everyone from Colorado starting to lean forward. Look who's left there.
Poked up at center. Korzak down the wing. Korzak shooting high over the net. Coughlin keeps it in. Down to the goal. Scores! Collison!
Opportunity as he comes down the ice, he's going to rip this thing. It's going to go over the top of the net, and then it goes off the skate of Roy and right to the net. And then Colson reaches across. Now, is that a high stick? We'll have a look. Did he bump Manson at the blue line? Remember, Nelson was given a penalty for the same sort of play, right? He was given a penalty for interference, and Manson believes that Colson bumped into him. That's what all this was about after the goal.
Barbashev. Stops below the goal line, trying to work it out front. Pass was broken up. Arturi Lehkonen moves it over to Manson. Up the front, Carlson. Put it off the post.
Opportunity. Manson with another beauty play to split the middle of the ice. Up high over the glove, unfortunately. Catches. I've never seen anything like that, tape job like that. Pat Verbeek used to have a big tape job because he'd lost, a piece of his thigh.
Up to center, he'll get it into the Vegas zone. Now turns and goes out for a change. So that's about a 41-second shift for McKinnon. Here comes Howden, streaking in, stopping Wedgewood.
The other thing is he's getting out of the way, and he's not going to the room, but he can't play.
Yeah.
That's the two reasons why he would go onto the stool. To be more upright, or he just can't go, and he doesn't want to be.
Howden tries it, scores!
You can't let him inside. You just can't. And when you reach outside, you invite him inside. As soon as Malinsky bites and goes in, that's when Hurdle says, I've got you. He comes right across the front of him. And as he's moving to his backhand, he just chops it right away.
McKinnon back after the rebound in the corner again. Picked up by Carlson. Up for Howden. Is going to be one game and one run away from a trip to the Stanley Cup Final.